Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
The following is a special Land of Esh presentation.
Electric Sisterhood, and I've got KBD with me.
Yep, and we're enjoying a nice warm fire, and oh, look who's joined us.
It's the World of Square, Squee! Interview number one, hopefully the first of many, but how about you guys go around and tell us who you are and what you play?
Hey, I'm Dave. I play bass and the djembe, and a shaker in a song.
I'm Lauren. I play the guitar, the mandolin, the ukulele, and occasionally keyboard.
I'm Joe. I play the keyboard, the djembe. What else do I play? Bass. Yeah, I think that's about it.
The claps.
No, Josh. I play guitar, play bass.
I'm Nick. I play keyboard, xylophone, djembe, sometimes shaker.
Awesome. Lots of percussion, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Lots of percussion. All right, so first off, a lot of my fan base, they just got exposed to you guys because of the news that I broke a couple of weeks ago. So why don't you guys tell me exactly how you guys started up?
Well, we really started as an idea like 8-9 years ago, just, you know, when we all started as musicians thinking that this would be something that we could see ourselves doing, but at the time we just, none of us were really at the point in, musically, to be able to do what we're doing now. And we got together February 2011.
I joined on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, very romantic.
Kind of found everyone that had like similar ideas and just kind of got together and started just jamming on stuff, and it seems to be working pretty well.
So you guys were all like friends, were like, hey, I play this. Yeah. I could do this. I like video games. Let's make it work.
It really started as just like, oh, so you like these types of games too? Well, here's the nerdiest idea I've ever heard. You want to do it with us? Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's kind of how Esh started.
Yeah.
Not to really take over a lot of the interview, but my sister would call because she was living away from me and my mom. And she talked to my mom for 15 minutes. She talked to me for 3 hours because I'd be talking about anime. She'd be talking about a game that she played. I'm like, we should record this. And boom, that's where our show happened.
There you go.
So what have you guys found to be the most difficult thing to accomplish as your tribute covered band in terms of music?
A lot of it, I think, deciding which songs to play. There's a lot out there that we spend, you know, hours at a time sometimes to practice. Just
lots of research.
The music.
There's probably at least 10,000 different songs we could pick from in the Square Enix catalog, so hard deciding on which ones to play, really.
Yeah. Now, what was it about Square Enix's music catalog that made you want to interpret them the way you do?
We just love Square Enix games. I know for a fact that I do.
Yeah. And, big part of our childhood playing most of those games, like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, lots of Final Fantasy.
Amazing musician. And we just wanted to do them as close to how they sound on the soundtracks as possible.
I've actually met Nobuo Uematsu a couple of years ago.
Wow.
Very nice gentleman, by the way.
His birthday was the other day.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Very lucky.
If you hear this.
if he listens to our show. And actually, that's really funny that you brought up the catalog, because my next question was, out of the entire catalog, what song do you guys aspire to master and eventually perform if you haven't done it already?
I'd love to do Time Scar from Chrono Cross.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We've talked about that. There are a lot of songs that are really, really complicated and fast that we kind of put them on as a joke. Like, let's practice this one next.
Yeah.
And it's just...
just craziness.
But eventually we'll get there, but not for right now.
Yeah, right now we're pretty happy just playing like laid back stuff, you know, groovier stuff. So there's a lot of video game bands out there that are doing more of the electric versions of it, like the more heavier songs.
Lots of metal interpretations.
There's not too many bands
like
doing
like Metroid Metal.
Exactly, and not a lot of people are doing the groovier side of it.
Now, you mentioned Uematsu. Would you say that he is the one that stands out the most, or are there other composers within Square Enix that really stand out for you?
probably. I would say he's the most prominent.
He's the most.
I wouldn't know any others.
He's the one that definitely got me really loving the music of the whole Square Enix.
Yeah.
I mean, we could easily just be a Final Fantasy cover band, but there are a lot of games out there that we can tap into, open it up to all of Square Enix.
Yeah.
Like, we can even play Mario songs with Super Mario RPG and Disney songs with Kingdom Hearts, so...
You can even do the Dead Island theme, since that was released by Square Enix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that would actually open you guys up a lot.
Yeah.
big can of worms, Square Enix.
We also look at it as, any company that Square may have... May have purchased. We'll look at those songs too.
Yeah, yeah.
All the mergers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So since we're on the music tip, who are your musical inspirations outside of the games?
That's a good question.
I try.
Well, I mean, I myself, I play bass primarily in some other bands. So bassists like Victor Wooten and Jaco Pastorius are big influences to me.
I know I'll probably get a lot of crap from this, but I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan, and I think Aunt Lindsay Buckingham is one of my favorite guitarists of all time, so I'm going to have to go with that.
Anybody else?
I love metal, actually. Yeah. I started as a drummer for hardcore-type bands, and my big influences are heavy metal and video game music, which is very strange.
Yeah, it's very opposite sides of the spectrum, but somehow it kind of meets in the middle.
Well, there are some, some games out there that do use the heavy metal music, for example.
Yeah. So, I mean, Final Fantasy XIII 2 is so heavily, like, metal and, like, screamo, and then some weird dubstep.
Throw everything in.
We're working on the dubstep.
Yeah, someday.
Nothing wrong with dubstep.
The world is dub.
All right.
So, when I first was listening to you, the first song I listened to you guys do was Wutai, and when I was listening to it, it seemed like it was like replacing the original foreshadowing feeling that was in that song. It was replacing it with like a calmer, traditional vibe. Now, how do you decide on the tone of the cover and compared to the original?
It's really just how we practice it. Like, we'll, say if we want to learn that song, each of us will identify what our parts are. Then when we bring it to rehearsal, we'll kind of just see how it comes out when we're all just playing it. And I think with that one, it kind of has, like, more of a little slower, little calmer feel to it than the original.
Yeah, right. More melodic, I think.
When we rehearse, we don't really have a foreboding setting,
We're
all relaxed.
There is a boss battle that is about to happen in the next room!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we didn't plan on... We just planned on covering songs when we started out, and now we kind of got into a groove of laid-back, like, jammy songs, and it doesn't have to be like that, but for now, we've found a niche, so going with it.
Yep. All right, so this is a dual question. So how many are actually gamers in this band? Are we all gamers? All of us. All right. Because I wasn't sure.
Can't get in the band unless you work.
Yes, we're all gamers.
Yeah.
But so now that I know that you guys are, as well as musicians, how do you manage both lifestyles? Like being a gamer and being a musician and then being a gaming musician?
I've always been a, a gamer and a musician,
Yeah.
I mean, we find time for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's easy. If you're passionate about something, you'll find time to do it, whether you have one passion, two, three, four. And I've actually been in between jobs for the past few months, so I've had a lot of time to dedicate to both.
Yeah, me too.
So,
well, not the music part.
Kind of makes it easy.
Pretty much the same for you guys, too.
Yeah.
See, I have a hard time. I mean, I'm in between jobs. I also do the social management for us. So I'm talking to the fans when they are engaging with us. And then I'm blogging on the weekends. I'm doing videos on Friday. I'm recording my show on Sunday.
Staying busy.
And I'm like, I want to play my Resident Evil game.
See, I'm the same way, too. I have my part-time job. I've got the podcast show. I edit my own show. Then I have to edit my own pieces. And I have to double-check everyone else's pieces and make sure that's all set up. And
so, I mean, I'm always just asked, how do you do all that and be awesome? And I'm like, well, the awesome thing is just inherent. So, are we all RPG fans too, or are you guys all different types of gamers?
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say RPGs.
All right, so then I guess this goes to like all of you guys. What's your favorite RPG genre? And then give me a game to back it up. Because there's strategy.
I like the old school Japanese RPG. Final Fantasy VI is my favorite for sure.
Yeah,
I don't like the kind of new school RPGs where you start the game and you can do 200 different quests right away. I like a nice linear RPG.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Same for pretty much you guys, too?
Yeah, yeah, I play a lot of strategy games and,
yeah,
and stuff like that, but...
I mean, you get tips from you, because I'm often trying to play them. I'm like, I can't think 15 slots ahead. Personally.
Final Fantasy Tactics is one of my favorite games.
It's a great game, yeah. I used to have it on my Game Boy Advance,
yeah,
and how fantastic of a game that was. Mm-hmm. And a great soundtrack, too.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's another thing. Those soundtracks, like Final Fantasy Tactics, is a lot of orchestrated music. Some of the songs we can't touch with only five members.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
another
yeah,
big consideration on mm-hmm, songs we play. Have to have the right amount of parts for us to play.
Right, which leads me to the question of which song has been the most difficult to adapt to your musical stylings?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I'd probably have to say Vamos a la Flamenco, just because it's a completely different playing style than all of our other songs. And
everything
just
else is pretty laid back.
Yeah,
Vamos is more like traditional flamenco type music,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is a pretty aggressive strumming pattern on top of having all of like the intricate notes behind it, too.
Yeah, playing
so
an odd time signature.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Most of the other songs are pretty straightforward as far as the timing goes.
Yeah. And adapting, you know, from having a drum kit to djembes and shakers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And
claps.
All the claps.
Oh, all right. So, what is your go-to song? Not even necessarily in gaming. What's the song that you might be having a bad day or you're having a great day? So, actually, let's do it that way.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Go-to song when you're having a bad day. What's the first song that you guys go to? Each one.
Ooh, mine actually happens to be from Final Fantasy X, and it's Sight of Spira. They play it, I believe, during the Island of Besaid. It's just mainly an acoustic part, two acoustic guitars. There's nothing else to it.
Ooh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Now you know.
I know, just after that.
Yeah. G.I. Joe.
I really like...
I don't have too many bad days, so...
Then what's your one for a good day? Like your really super amped day?
Super amped? I honestly couldn't answer that question. So many songs.
I think the Dear Friends album that Nobuo put out... where he redid a few of his songs. I think that's really good. I find myself listening to that a lot.
Always busy, so I'm always trying to scout ahead for our songs and stuff, so it always changes. I'll listen to, you know, Secret of Mana soundtrack one week. Next week I'll listen to the Final Fantasy Tactics soundtrack. So I stay busy and just scout out songs. So
all over
I don't even dwell on anything right now.
I think
now
my go-to would have to be the soundtrack for Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, that was, to me, that was the game that got me into role-playing games. Like, such an immersive story with such a crazy just soundtrack to it. Like, didn't see that in any other game
before.
It was
like four discs. There's some, like, 25 songs per disc.
Yeah. Lost Odyssey's four discs. Yeah. Heavily text-based, but I love it. Love it.
And a lot of the music, like, when you hear it, it just conveys different emotions you felt as playing the game, which is ideally what you want to happen when you're playing a role-playing game. You want to be pulled into the actual drama, the storyline of it.
Awesome. What has been the initial reaction from gamers who have come to see your show and have heard your adaptations?
Do you get a lot of reception?
This is actually our first show.
Yeah, this is our first real show.
This is our first real show. So I think the only thing we could really base that response to the question off of is just the response that we've gotten online has been really, really positive.
Yeah.
Especially the broad exposure that you can get on the internet, YouTube, Facebook. We just started a Twitter at TwistBand if you wanted to follow us. And overall, it's been really positive. Not too many people are hating on us yet. So
that is really good.
Fingers crossed.
But I thought you guys had a performance over at Symphony Hall with the Final Fantasy Live.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We performed outside of the Symphony Hall to try and engage the fans. We weren't on stage with the actual symphony, of course.
Oh, okay. So
that would be maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next
that
year.
Close. Because all the public lands and stuff laws, so we didn't.
We're still
really
pretty close, but
Hermit's
just,
playing in Boston can be kind of a pain. So.
Yeah,
we did what we could.
Now, are there any other songs within the gaming world that you would like to adapt, or have you even thought about composing your own original pieces that could fit with the styles of like Final Fantasy?
A lot of us play in different bands. I mean, I'm in a band myself. He used to be in a band. We all play different styles of music, you know, aside from video game music. But I mean, as far as video game music, I know we all want to do games like Mega Man and stuff like that, which doesn't fall into the category of this band, but, you know, maybe a side project that we all do.
Mm-hmm. We'd also been talking about throwing jams in our songs, too, you know, adding our own renditions.
Yeah, like little in-betweeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, I know you've mentioned how hard it is to do some of these adaptations because so many of these songs have such hard, huge orchestrations.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered expanding the band in any way, or do you feel like five is perfect?
Well, I think we have a pretty good core group of people right now in the band, and we're all pretty comfortable with how we all play. We definitely have opened it up for the ability to record with other musicians. We actually have thrown that out recently, and the next couple videos we do, we want to have, you know, either one guest person on each of our new videos, you know, either playing like an instrument that we can't play, like we have a flute player coming over tomorrow night to record a song with us, and we know too many people that are interested to do this with us.
Are there some like special appearances that we're trying to work out with other bands that are playing at PAX East this year?
Yeah.
Like the guys from Those Who Fight? They're interested in doing a video with us.
Excellent.
So we figured if we're spending the next 3 days with them, we could probably squeeze something in. So.
Well, actually, good thing that you brought up PAX East. So tell me what went through your minds when you guys found out you guys were going to be playing.
Is complete BS. This is a lie, and that's not ever going to happen.
Right.
That's initially what I thought. I'm like, yeah, right, Lauren, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for breaking my eggs. And then seeing the actual messages was like, this is actually happening. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, to kind of witness it come to fruition. And even though it hasn't come yet, it's pretty amazing to just see that it's actually going to happen, going to go through. It's an amazing platform for a band like us to get put on. So
yeah,
did you like run around the room screaming when it was official?
I did a couple karate kicks in my room, not in front of these guys, but I did.
We all tried our scissor kick; it really didn't come out well.
Yeah.
But
my Hadouken just isn't what it used to be.
Well, at the very least, you could just take off your shirt and just go woo.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
Oh,
girl in the band, yeah.
Well, kudos to that, by the way.
Thank you.
As long as you're wearing a bra underneath, it could be okay.
It's a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss.
Hey, let's keep it professional.
Sorry.
So, on that tip, who are you really looking forward to seeing perform at PAX East since you guys are going to be there?
Power Glove.
Mini Bosses.
Yeah. Mini Bosses.
Those guys are the elite. Power Glove is the elite video game and like nostalgia metal music. Can't wait to just feel disgusted with how bad I am. But I can't wait to see any of the bands because we've been in contact with all of them online, and I think just meeting these people from across the U.S. who have actually, you know, they appreciate what we're doing, you know, and we show them the same respect.
Yeah,
really, to be able to meet these
people.
We
had no idea that there was such a following for this kind of music. I mean, we're just gamers and we love it, and I'm glad that other people like it too. It's really cool.
Looking forward to Protomet too, who are playing with at the Middle East.
Monday. Middle East. They were very nice to let us on their show.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Love the Middle East.
After the PAX East performance, what are you guys doing next? Are there like plans to record an album or EP?
I think after PAX, we have one or two more shows booked, but we're kind of going to slow down a little bit just so we can add like maybe 5-10 more songs to our set list. Because we've kind of shifted the focus because we have like a big bunch of shows coming up to just work on our set over and over again. So it's just kind of happens automatically kind of thing.
We'd love to make a CD, but the whole copyright law stuff, we're doing pretty...
You guys are right on that
pretty,
line of stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll look into that, but it could be tough.
We'll investigate before we make any big moves.
Our MP3s are all free online.
Right.
As long as we don't make money off of it shouldn't be a big deal.
And very last question.
Well, I've actually got one more question.
Oh, well, then go right ahead.
No, after you.
No, this is a good... My question is the best question to end on.
No.
All right, fine. I'll trust you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You even hesitated.
You should.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, all right. I'll do it then. Because this is something I always ask all the musicians that I interview. A little game called Three Album Island.
Good. That's good. Go ahead.
If you were stuck on a deserted island, which three albums would you like to have on you to keep you sane until your imminent rescue, and why?
And mind you, there's going to be a mystical MP3 player that will only play these three albums.
I'm immediately have the three albums in my head. It's gonna spawn the gamut of just why would you listen to that and this. First off, it's gonna be Between the Buried and Me, Alaska, their CD. Second one is going to be Through Being Cool by Saves the Day. And
third one? Oh, what's the third one going to be? I'd have to say Victor Wooten Live in America, Disc 2.
Now we're getting into separate discs. That's ruined mine.
Oh, you don't have to do separate discs. Fine, both of them. I'll take that's a twofer then.
Wow.
I would probably agree with Saves the Day Through Being Cool. It's probably one of my favorite albums growing up, still is to this day. Again, I'm going to get crap for it. Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, it's pretty good. And can I take the soundtrack to Final Fantasy X? Can we count that as an album?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, then those are my three. Those are my three.
Give me a Nico Case album, and I'll be happy.
Middle Cyclone.
Middle Cyclone's good. And, you know, Foxfire is one of my favorite. But, three. Wish I had time to prepare for that.
Yeah, this is a serious, very tough
that's
question.
That's why he throws it out there.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy, you know?
No, I don't know.
I gotta go with Between the Buried Me Colors. The follow-up to that. Yeah, I like it better.
Well, if you guys are all on the same island, you can just interchange.
Yeah.
We're all on the same album?
We're all going to be on an island.
Final Fantasy VI and Final Fantasy VII soundtracks. I like them both a hell of a lot.
Okay.
It's all right.
No idea.
All right, now
I'll... No idea.
No idea?
Not even one CD you can think of that you like?
No, I have so many.
You can't even lie and say, like, Michael Jackson's greatest hit.
Oh, that
like,
is pretty awesome.
That's not a lie.
Honestly, one, maybe that might be it.
That's a really good CD.
You can say, like, the chiptune version of Dark Side of the Moon. Or
anything by Queen, I guess. I don't know. I love Queen.
Queen's great.
Queen greatest hits?
Yeah.
Greatest
hits.
All right, then. Then I'll finish up with my last question. So what advice would you give other music game, like gamer music enthusiasts who want to pursue this as a potential career or even just as an invested hobby?
Be prepared to not see your friends. Be prepared to sit by yourself and run things over and over again until you hate them, because that's the only way you're going to get good at anything in regards to music. You have to not have a social life. You have to really, really want to excel at it, because if you don't and you do it half-assed, it's going to take you way longer than it
should.
That
is some really good advice.
I'll go the other way. You gotta love
it. Don't practice.
You gotta love it, and you gotta have fun doing it. Because if you don't, I mean, why are you doing it?
Exactly. If it comes out as work at any point and it's not fun, there's no point in doing it. You're just gonna kill yourself with thinking it's like a business, and it's just going to run you ragged too quick.
As long as it's something you love and you're passionate about it, then you should do it, as long as you're having fun. You know, it's a total bonus that I'm doing this with friends, too.
Yeah.
So do it with friends.
Yep, do it with your friends.
Oh, no, that's really good. All right, well then, guys, you heard it from the World is Square. We're actually going to be listening to them, and I think there's another band we're going to listen to, too, today.
Yeah.
Ride Tide
Trio.
Which I'm kind of excited about. They seem like really cool dudes.
They're excellent.
So musical sharp.
We're excited about that.
Ooh. Awesome.
So, but this was great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Like I said, guys, we've been talking about it on Esh and B3, so, I mean, we put videos up. Do your thing. Listen to them. Promote this band. They're gamers like us. They understand. They get it.
We
get
all it. Your bass are belong to us.
And be sure to kick ass on stage, okay?
So thank you. But anyway, guys, this was Pandalicious from Esh.
And King David Knight from the Boston Bass Brigade.
And we're out of here.
Sayonara, bitches.